Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's Ask Alice. Now, I've done many a rambling Ask Alice more recently, so I thought I'd keep this one nice and short and kind of just talk through a really simple question that I get asked a lot, which is how do I warm up and cool down when I exercise? I actually received this as a DM and I was like, do you know what? That's a great question because I feel like it's something that perhaps people don't really think about when it comes to going to the gym. I think people often think about the kind of meat of their sandwich, to use an analogy, rather than thinking about the start and the end of the session. And I think it's something that I personally think is quite crucial to helping you to have a great session, helping you recover and helping you feel and train at your best. So I thought I'd cover my kind of essential top tips on warming up and cooling down in this week's Ask Alice. So obviously, what is a warm-up? Let's start there. I guess the warm-up part of your workout is really a goal to kind of slowly warm the body up, as it says in the tin, to mobilize muscle groups, mobilize joints, and do the kind of specific, I guess, muscle groups and mobilize the body in a way that is helpful to the session ahead. So I always like using the phrase, you know, a warm-up should kind of be a bit session-specific. So it's helpful for you to kind of understand, I guess, what movements you're doing in a session in order for you to then facilitate including those movements in your warm-up. So for example, I went to the gym this morning and I was doing squats as my first primary exercise. So I made sure that as part of my warm-up, I spent a little bit more time focusing on my hip and ankle mobility, both of which are pretty crucial to a squat pattern. So including things like that in your warm-up can be really helpful to have that easy translation of things that you're doing in your warm-up, then helping things that you're doing in your session. So let's talk about the two aspects of warming up. The first thing is to raise your core temperature, to warm your body up. That's going to be done through dynamic movements. So it could be some stretches that are kind of done in a more dynamic way rather than thinking about static stretches. We know that dynamic movements that get your body kind of active and moving, increasing blood flow, and like I said, raising your core temperature can be helpful. Or it can be simple things like just getting your heart rate up. So a brisk walk, a light jog, something really nice and simple, low impact, and also pretty short. I am a big believer in a warm-up being quite a small and kind of succinct part of your session. I don't think that you need to be warming up for anywhere over sort of 7-ish minutes. So I think that choosing something that is within that time frame that's efficient at getting you to a place where you feel ready for your session. So my personal preference is to opt for dynamic stretches, as I think these kind of tie together the ability to raise the core temperature at the same time as lubricating joints and warming muscles up and being session specific for what's to come ahead. So the main areas that I think are kind of a good catch-all to focus on within your warm-up from the ground up are your ankles, your hips, your thoracic spine, and your spine in general in terms of flexion and extension, and your shoulders, and potentially, depending on the session, your wrists as well. Those are the areas that I would try and find a couple of exercises that target each of those body parts and make sure that you kind of, if your session is lower body heavy, for example, you know, you might focus a little bit on hip and ankle mobility more. If your session is an upper body session, shoulders and thoracic spine are going to be pretty important. So like I said, try and find yourself a couple of exercises in each of those categories or each of those body parts so that you can make sure that when you have a session that's, you know, either upper or lower focused or full body focused, you have your kind of go-to movements that you're able to choose and able to pull out so that your body feels ready and raring for the session ahead. Some examples in each of those, just for those of you that might be like, but I don't know what to do, Alice, is again, from the ground up, ankles, one of my favorites, is a really simple knee to wall drill. If you just type any of these into Google, I'm pretty sure that they'll come up with exactly what you need to be doing. So a knee to wall is a really nice one. Some loaded ankle stretching can also be really helpful. Moving up to the hips, I am a big fan of things like 90-90s, moving from side to side and rotating into each of those. A nice hip flexor stretch can be great. Some kind of frog rockers can be really good. Adductor rockers can be really good. All of those are great for hip mobility. Moving further up, I do love like a simple cat-cow is a really good good way to start a warm up. Mobilizing the spine is really crucial, and just getting that nice and active, especially if you're someone who's coming from doing something fairly sedentary beforehand, whether that's sitting at your desk or maybe it's being asleep overnight if you're someone who trains early in the morning. And then the thoracic and cervical spine, so moving towards the top of our back, needs to be nice and mobile. So thoracic rotations, T-spine rotations, windmills, all of these are a really great way to mobilize your thoracic. Then moving into the shoulders, I'm a big fan of any kind of band pullovers are a really nice one. Thoracic windmills are also a really good one because they kind of tie in thoracic and shoulder mobility. Some cat-cows where you just isolate the shoulders is quite a nice one as well. So rather than doing the whole spine, just going shoulder blades together and then shoulder blades apart. And then moving into the wrists, some simple wrist rocks can be really nice to mobilize the wrists. So for me, doing something in each of those areas, like I said, is crucial. And then there are sort of things that I just tend to include in my warm-up because they feel good for my body and they raise my core temperature. So one of my favorites, obviously, as many of you I'm sure do as well, World's Greatest Stretch. There's a reason why it has that name. There are a couple of different variations of that, but whatever one works best for you, it's a really nice way to kind of get the body moving. I'm also a big fan of things like heel rockers. A squat to forward fold is a really nice one. Any sort of like nice reverse or forwards lunge, a bit of locomotion in there as well. All of those are really helpful at creating a nice kind of well-rounded warm-up that does what it's supposed to do, and gets you in a place where you therefore feel ready for your session. The only other thing that I would add onto a warm-up is specifically if you're strength training, one of the things that's really important is to try and do at least 1 to 2 sort of ramping sets, which are basically easy, light sets of your first big primary lift. So if you're unsure of how to structure a session, I did do a podcast on the Ask Alice session where I talked through like how I structure my session. So I'd go back and have a listen to that if you're not familiar with that. If you have listened to that and you know that I always recommend starting with your kind of big primary compound lift, those are where I'd always try and position my ramping sets. So again, I'll use myself as an example, but today's session was starting with squats for me. And so I did 2 sets where I started at just using the bar and I sort of did 10 reps just with the bar to get my legs moving, to get the movement kind of into my body, to work on that mobility a little bit more, and just to really kind of get the legs feeling nice and warm and ready to go. Then I did a session at 50% of my weight that I was going to do for my first set. So I added that onto the bar and I did sort of 6 to 8 reps with that. Again, just getting myself nice and warm, feeling comfortable. And this means that by the time you come to your first working set, you feel really warm, you feel really ready, and you've kind of primed that movement into your body with 2 lighter sets so that that first set doesn't feel like, whoa, oh my God, that's quite heavy. So ramping sets, I tend to only use them for the first 1, maybe 2 exercises within my session, but they're definitely something that I'd include as part of my warm-up. So that's kind of the warm-up portion covered. So let's do a quick recap. Dynamic movements are my personal choice, choosing something that does ankles, hips, thoracic spine, spine, shoulders, and potentially wrists as well is kind of the best place to position your warm-up movements. Making sure that it's session specific. So looking to the session ahead and saying, what do I have? And what do I therefore need in my warm-up as a result of those exercises being in my program? And then in addition to that warm-up, making sure that you do a couple of ramping sets on that first big lift so that you can ease yourself into the session and get the motion, that big primary lift where you want to be going pretty heavy. So then on the other end, the cool down, I think this is an area that potentially has a little bit of misinformation around it. A cool down is, I guess, necessary, particularly in strength training. It's probably a bit less important if you're coming from like a really intense session. Like let's say you've just done like, I don't know, a 10K plus run. Definitely doing some light walking and tapering back from your main run is quite important just to ease the body out of the session, to bring the heart rate back down, to flush out the legs a little bit of any lactic acid buildup. That is quite important. With strength training, you don't tend to finish on such a high necessarily where you're really out of breath because it's a different type of training and we're using a different energy system. So doing a cool down is important, but maybe for different reasons. And I'll tell you what my favorite cool down type is. So definitely if there's things that you've worked on in the session, hips, hamstrings, spine, wrist, whatever it might be, that feel like they just need a little bit of easing out. Do what feels good for your body. There's no specifics here. Like if you've used your body in a session hard and you feel like there are things that might just need a little bit of a wriggle through or kind of a stretch out, do that. Like I have absolutely no problem with that. Do whatever feels good for your body. Bring the heart rate down, ease out any niggles or tightness. But the other thing that I think can be really helpful for you to do is to do a bit of breath work at the end of your session. And the reason why, and this doesn't necessarily just have to apply to strength training, it could be any other forms of exercise as well, is that we know that exercise typically tips us into that sympathetic state. So our kind of fight or flight mode, we're into that energized state where we're feeling really ready and raring to go. And that's great. That's what we want for our training. But similarly, we want to make sure that we're also able to bring ourselves back from that state as we come out of our training in order to then make sure that we're kind of calmed and cooled down in order for us then to get on with the rest of our day. So some simple breath work, and honestly, this could be as easy as, you know, a few minutes of just calming yourself down by doing some easy square breathing or just slowing your breath down and doing a bit of inhaling and exhaling through the nose. It can be a really nice way to bring yourself back from that stress state that you find yourself in within your training. And like I said, ease yourself back into the rest of your day. So I'm a big fan of breath work as part of your cool down. I do it in my sessions on the app. And I do think that it's a really nice way that particularly as I see many people exercising, they do their session and they're go, go, go. And then suddenly they're rushing to the shower and they're rushing to work. And they don't ever give their body that chance just to go, whew, okay, I've done my workout. I can have a moment to breathe. And then I feel calmer and ready to then get on with whatever else I've got to do that day. So I do think it's a nice separation between stress state during exercise and hopefully parasympathetic state as you move into the rest of your day. And so breathwork is a really easy way for us to be able to do that. So like I said, Googling some simple square breathing or even just slowing the breath down, lying in a still state, maybe putting on some calming music, whatever it might be, to bring yourself back from that stress state can be a really nice way to not only prioritize your recovery and ease out of your session, but also make sure that mentally you're calmed and you're feeling in a much more kind of grounded state as you then leave your session. So for me, those are my perfect way to kind of sandwich your session. And I really hope that those were helpful. There's no like absolute right or wrongs when it comes to warming up. Like there are things that I personally wouldn't do, but everyone does have different preferences. And so I never want to say in these things, you know, this is absolutely how you must do it. I tend to try and give my evidence-based advice, but also at the same time, you know, if you're someone who feels like they love getting on the treadmill for 10 minutes and doing a quick jog at the start of their session, like I'm not going to sit here and say, don't do it. But hopefully this was helpful advice. Maybe you can incorporate some of these things or all of these things into your warm-up and cool down. And please do let me know how you get on if you do that. I will be back next week with Ask Alice. So if you have any other questions that you'd like me to cover in this segment, feel free to send us an email to the email that you'll find in the show notes or drop me a DM on Instagram. I look forward to speaking to you in next week's episode on Wednesday with a very exciting guest. And like I said, I'll be back again with Ask Alice next Friday. Thanks for listening. Give Me Strength is an Insanity Studios production. The podcast producer is Saffron Mirza and podcast production assistant is Abby Sandler.